From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen.
Linen, linen, miles of linen, stitching, stitching, cutting, pinning, with no end and no beginning. That's the song of the sewing machine.
100 years ago, the women and young girls operating sewing machines in the garment industry of New York City didn't realize that they would help inspire International Women's Day. Having had enough of the agony of their poor working conditions, they began to organize. By the late 1900s, needle workers in New York City went on strike to demand better pay and shorter hours.
I must have been about 13, 14 years old when I went to work there. And what can I tell you how it is? It's hard labor. We worked Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Jean Cronenberg was a former worker in the garment industry. Her voice is from the NPR archives. 24 years ago, NPR producer Deborah George wrote a feature story about the women who worked in America's needle industry in the first decades of the 20th century. This is the weekend of International Women's Day, so we went to the archives to broadcast these excerpts from the 1984 documentary called The Golden Cradle.
We're off, girls.
We were young children. We were innocent. We didn't know nothing about it. No matter how little we made, we were happy.
Back in the early 1900s, more than 50% of all women's clothing was made in New York City. One garment shop where there was overwhelming discontent was the Triangle Shirtwaist Company. Pauline Newman worked there when she was 8 years old, and by the time she was 15, she was a full-time organizer for the International Ladies Garment Workers Union.
The attitude of the employers was that you are no human being, you just have two hands, and your two hands weren't worth more than what they paid.
On March 25th, 1911, tragedy struck at the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory. Some 500 employees worked there, most of them Jewish and Italian teenagers. Around 4:30 in the afternoon, there was an explosion, and smoke billowed from the eighth floor. Bystanders in the neighborhood began to see bundles of dark cloth dropping from the windows. Unfurled by the wind, the bundles were seen to be girls. Bodies began thudding on the pavement below. Again, Jean Cronenberg.
When the fire started, some girls wanted to jump out of the windows and they were howling for help. They're scared that they jumped out and they were on the hook at the back of the dress, whatever they were wearing. Some of them were dead. I didn't hear them scream anymore.
The fire had started among the piles of rags and scraps under the cutting tables. It spread so fast that later the bodies of some workers would be found still seated at their machines. By the time the fire wagons arrived, the windows were jammed with trapped girls. 146 would die in less than an hour. The survivors made their way home alone through the streets. 8 months later, the factory's owners were acquitted of charges of manslaughter by a court that saw no evidence of criminal liability.
Tears, tears, and yet more tears.
To hear the full version of the documentary, The Golden Cradle, go to our website, NPR.org.
What am I doing?